world-renowned composer, pianist, and activist, Malek Jandali is recognized as a leading figure in today's piano world. His hit album, Echoes from Ugarit, was recorded in Moscow with the Russian Philharmonic and released in 2008. It includes original compositions based on the oldest music notation in the world, discovered on a clay tablet in the ancient Mediterranean city of Ugarit. Jandali's 2012 album, Emesa, has received critical acclaim in major newspapers and is hauntingly beautiful. Malek Jandali was the recipient of the 2011 Freedom of Expression Award in Los Angeles and recognized in New York City with the 2012 Arab American Cultural Achievement Award. He was honored with the 2013 Goosey Peace Prize for his dedication to the peace and humanitarian causes featured in his 2013-14 world tour, The Voices of Free Syrian Children. Mr. Jandali was the recipient of the 2014 Global Music Humanitarian Award, and this year, the Carnegie Corporation of New York honored him as one of the great immigrants, along with Yo-Yo Ma and Itzhak Perlman. Pretty impressive company, quite a roster of awards. Pianist Malek Jandali is here with us. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be back, Louis. Thank you.
It is wonderful to have you back, Malek. And I remember it doesn't seem so long ago that we talked about Ugarit and your message in the universality of music and the way in which music can connect all of us, and Syria perhaps being the birthplace of it all, was so hopeful. There's so much tragedy that has transpired in the years between then and now. Where do we begin?
We begin with the origin of music. You know, my ancestors at the coast of Ugarit, of the Mediterranean coast, invented the musical notations. 1400 BC. Mm. Let's ask the audience to close their eyes if they're not driving, of course.
Yes, and please do not do that if you're at the wheel.
And imagine people just like you and me singing to this melody 3,000 years ago. That's fascinating to me. They also invented the letters. Can you imagine humanity today without the ABCs? It transformed humankind history from oral preservation into writing. So in my musical journey, I was always searching for beauty and truth. You know, I'm a classical pianist. I played Beethoven, Bach, Rachmaninoff. And then when I came to America and I had that space of freedom and innovation and self-expression, I felt the responsibility to switch from being a performer, just a pianist, to become a composer. And I thank America to give me that space of freedom and innovation. And I composed my first symphony not quite long ago to incorporate and react to the emotions of the people and the children in my homeland. You know, in March 2011, the children of Syria decided to have no more dictatorship. They wanted to have freedom, dignity, love, and they were united in peace to have a beautiful country similar to America. Unfortunately, dictatorship is against music, against alphabet, and against culture, and they were faced with the brutal, all kinds of, we name it, you know, from the barrel bombs to the chemical weapons.
Unbelievable. Truly, truly incomprehensible.
It is really just the tragedy this century. People are drowning in the Mediterranean Sea as we are speaking now, children. Oh. And that's why I devoted my music and my emotions as an American composer to give the voiceless a voice through my symphony, through my tour. I was lucky enough to perform in Vienna and in Madrid with the Queen of Spain, Queen Sophia in attendance. And just a few weeks ago, I had the privilege to perform at my Ambassador Samantha Power home with the UN Ban Ki-moon and Henry Kissinger and a group of people who might change the narrative and help us achieve some peace in this world. And locally here in Atlanta, after all this, I was inspired to come up with my newest project.
Tell us more about this.
Pianos for Peace.
I like that idea.
And I have the t-shirt on.
It's very effective. It has a treble clef, and the rounded part has the peace symbol very artfully drawn in there.
I have a t-shirt for you, Louis.
Oh, I can't wait to wear it and flaunt it. All for Music for Peace. So we went from Ugari to trying to give voice to children who have far more wisdom than the politicians in Syria, than many politicians in many countries. But this has not been an easy journey. We're going to listen to a bit of those echoes of Ugarit. Malik Chandali here with us on City Lights from WABE Atlanta. Listening to pianist Malik Chandali performing Echoes from Ugarit, the birthplace of musical notation, Syria, and the evolution of our alphabet coming down through Syria. Malik Chandali has a project called Pianos for Peace, Building Peace Through Music and Education. It seems so civilized. Where do we begin? Too bad we can't begin in Syria.
No, we're going to begin here in Atlanta.
Good thing.
You know, we just met with the mayor's office last week, and we're going to launch this initiative first 2 weeks in April 2016. It's a community-based social festival involving pianos. We are at 30 pianos in our warehouse. Our goal is to have 100.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to involve artists from the community, from
painters.
Painters and from colleges and schools to paint these pianos. And then we're going to place them all over the city of Atlanta.
You know, downtown Denver has pianos and colorfully decorated. And anyone can sit down.
Absolutely.
And play. Is that what you have in mind?
Absolutely. It's a festival for the community, for all of us. Anybody can sit. It's their piano to play and tweet and perform, even film their own music videos if they want to.
Ah.
And it's to spread peace throughout the city and have all these pianos. And after the 2 weeks, we're going to combine all these pianos, hopefully at Piedmont Park.
Oh, my.
And form the peace sign. And have this group picture with all the pianos and hopefully with the mayor and everybody. You'll be invited.
Oh my, who will be playing?
Would love to have anybody. You know? Hopefully the Atlanta Symphony and Maestro Spano will join us.
Would be exciting.
That would be an exciting thing. Just to come together. Because, you know, music unites people. And it always, throughout history, it humanizes, you know, us. And it gives us that spiritual connection as humans. And that's my goal. You know, Atlanta is a beautiful city. It has a great orchestra. You know, I have performed throughout the country, from Carnegie Hall to the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I really believe it's about time to feature some of my works with the Atlanta Symphony, because the Atlanta Symphony should feature Atlanta-based composers and musicians.
And I heard you refer to Samantha Power as your ambassador.
Absolutely,
now.
Absolutely. So I can't be more proud American.
You're an American now.
Absolutely. And it transformed my life when I became a citizen and the first time I voted as a citizen of this great country. And, you know, I became a citizen. I had my composition degree and I performed at Carnegie Hall. I'm an American artist.
Malik, where are your parents now?
They are actually here in Roswell.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because they're not too far from the Chattahoochee River. They're enjoying the nature, and thank goodness they're safe. You know, after my performance at the White House, they were brutally attacked by the Assad dictatorship.
Yes, I was hoping, if it's not too painful, if you would talk about that.
I mean, it's always painful, but, you know, too many atrocities has happened since then. You know, you have 55,000 photographs of people who have been tortured by this brutal dictator. And now we have monuments. Even Ugarit has been destroyed, and Palmyra, and the Silk Road. And those are all crimes against humanity, because we contributed the alphabet and the musical notation to humanity, not to just to the people of Mesopotamia. So from that perspective, if those are all contributions to humanity, I truly believe that humanity should unite together against these crimes, because we are witnessing crimes against humanity. And I truly believe that my music might inspire the few to spread peace and to bring us to our moral obligation to save one child. And that's why I'm trying to act locally here from my Pianos for Peace project, to continue the journey. After we place them all in Piedmont Park, we're going to donate these pianos to nursing homes, to churches, to temples, to schools, who are cutting music education, then involve artists to go perform in these deserving organizations to spread peace. Imagine the nursing home or the church. I will be the first one to contribute my time. And that's the idea behind Pianos for Peace. We have three programs: performing arts. Hopefully, once we have enough funds, we will fund and support performing arts that are meaningful concerts to spread peace and American values of democracy and justice and freedom. And the second program would be humanitarian, so we can go around the globe, from Africa to the Middle East to Europe to Palestine to Israel, to help the children and the suffering. And the fourth one, the program would be, so we have performing arts, humanitarian, and education. We're gonna support the unprivileged children to grant them scholarships.
Where is your funding coming from?
We're in the beginning stages to attract corporate funds, corporate sponsors. We are trying to attract the major corporations here in Atlanta, from like Coca-Cola, Delta, Home Depot. But, you know, nothing substitutes the grassroots.
Mm-hmm.
We really want the community to be involved, because this is their festival. We're not bringing artists from all over the world. We are actually engaging and empowering the community to come together through these pianos all over the city. Even if it rains, we have the tarps, and we're going to be ready.
Instead of singing in the rain, we'll be playing in the rain.
We're going to be the Atlanta Symphony.
Talking with Malik Jandali about Pianos for Peace, you're listening to City Lights. We'll be back in a moment here at WABE Atlanta.
Thank you.
listening to, we're listening to variations for piano and orchestra based on an ancient Syrian theme of beautiful melody. Composer and pianist Malik Jandali with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in that recording. And here with us in our WABE studios on City Lights, it's so beautiful to be transported back to ancient times and imagine that melody as it might have been heard thousands of years ago.
It breaks my heart when I was listening to it, because imagine I'm sitting right here in Atlanta and my homeland is being eradicated. The cultural identity, my memories, the children, the people. And we have millions of refugees now throwing themselves in the ocean just to escape the atrocities of the Assad dictatorship.
And he's a doctor. I don't understand this. I don't understand how supposedly well-educated people, much less, one would think, one dedicated to humanity to become a physician, could be such a monster.
Absolutely. The only comparison that I would have is to the vicious Hitler, what he did to the Nazis. I mean, we are having a new Holocaust in Syria on a daily basis. We have thousands of children and musicians and composers and people. I mean, those refugees are people. They are teachers, physicians, mothers, daughters, students. And it is our moral obligation. And I thank you, and I thank the producer and the team here at WABE to give us a voice so we can spread some humanity and peace in this world through music.
You know, Malik, I'm reminded of something I read just in the past few days about spreading peace and humanity through music. And it was a very discouraging item because Daniel Barenboim was condemned both by Israel and Iran for trying to perform with a German orchestra, with the Staatskapelle, in Tehran. The Iranian government said they didn't want him because he has an Israeli passport. The Israelis thought he was being traitorous because he also has a Palestinian passport or Palestinian citizenship. So what happens in a mess like this?
No, it's very simple. You know, the key word is governments, not the people. I truly believe that the power of people is stronger than people in power. We are the people, you and me and the listeners and the producers and the students and the Atlanta Symphony, not the governments. We are America. I'm Syria. And the people, don't ever underestimate the power of people. That's why we have symphony orchestras still. Sometimes, you know, we're facing financial burdens, but we need the orchestra to celebrate our diversity and our unity to the world. You know, most symphony orchestras are not financially well funded, but we need them to show the world that we are civilized, we are united in peace through music. And I truly believe that at the end of the day, music and the soft power of art can change the world. That's what I truly believe. And the only requirement is to have courage, freedom, and the right environment, which I have here in America. And my responsibility as an American artist is to spread the message of peace through my music and inspire the next generations and inspire my people in Syria and the refugees to unite yet together in peace and in harmony against the evil of dictatorship.
We're going to politics. Listen, we have a few minutes left, and I'd like to hear a portion of your Syrian symphony. No, I'm sorry, The Phoenix in Exile. Tell us a little bit just before we hear the music.
You know, every Syrian child is a phoenix now in an exile. I'm one of them. I came and I escaped Syria in the early 90s to seek education on a full scholarship. And I consider myself a phoenix in exile. And similar to the story of the phoenix, how they revive from the ashes and they go through that journey. And I truly believe that at the end of the day, the Syrian children who ignited this peaceful revolution in Syria for freedom and social justice will prevail at the end of the day against all the evils in the world. And the inspiration of this was the Syrian children that are actually facing all kind of death today. Phoenix in Exile with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
We're listening to a portion of Phoenix in Exile with Malik Chandali, the composer and pianist. That recording features David Furman conducting the Royal Philharmonic. My guest was Syrian-American pianist, composer Malik Chandali. His latest album, Syrian Symphony, recorded with the Royal Philharmonic in London, is available. There will be more information on our website, and this interview will also be posted online at wabe.org/citylights. Malik Chandali, it's been a privilege, and I commend you. Congratulations on all your work on behalf of peace and music.